Blazers calling Colonel Roscoe Turner. Sky Blazers calling Colonel Roscoe Turner at Flight Headquarters.
This is Flight Headquarters. Colonel Roscoe Turner speaking. Sky Blazers, coast to coast, stand by. Sky Blazers, stand by.
The makers of Wonder Bread present Sky Blazers, based on the lives of the men and women who pioneered new trails in the skies that we might fly. Colonel Roscoe Turner is our chief pilot. He has broken more transcontinental speed records than any other flyer. The American Legion has awarded him the Goddess of Victory trophy as America's greatest speed flyer. In just a minute, we shall transfer you to Colonel Roscoe Turner at Flight Headquarters. But first, I wonder whether there's a mother in the world who hasn't noticed how children gobble up good, nourishing bread if it's really fresh, and how hard it is to get them to eat even a single slice when the bread is dried out and tasteless. But how can you be sure you're getting a full value of freshness when you buy bread? Well, that's easy, you say. I can tell freshness by the feel of the bread. But can you? Do you know that a loaf may feel fresh, yet be merely underbaked and hard to digest? Or it may feel fresh, yet be merely puffed up, lacking in food value, bound to dry out quickly. But one sure way of getting bread that stays honestly fresh is to ask for Wonder Bread. Why Wonder Bread? Well, because the bakers of Wonder Bread have found the reason why many breads grow quickly stale and tasteless. Extensive laboratory tests prove it's because the flour gluten isn't perfectly developed. What's more, we've discovered that improper development of the flour gluten is usually due to insufficient mixing, imperfect fermentation, and forced baking. But these faults of ordinary bread can be overcome, and are overcome in Wonder Bread. How? By our own special method of baking, scientific slow baking. Yes, Wonder Bread is baked 13% slower than many ordinary breads. This slow baking helps to keep Wonder Bread from becoming dried up, to keep it moist and tender, not for hours, but for days. So get full value when you buy bread. Get the one best bread, Wonder Bread, the bread that is slow baked for lasting freshness. And now, take it away, Colonel Turner at Flight Headquarters.
Calling Colonel Roscoe Turner. Calling Colonel Roscoe Turner at Flight Headquarters. You are on the air.
Contact. Sky Blazers, this is Roscoe Turner speaking, directly from Flight Headquarters. Before me is a desk pile high with souvenirs of aerial adventures. And one of the most interesting of all of these souvenirs, this one, is a Sioux Indian tomahawk. An Indian tomahawk seems a long way from aviation, but let me explain. You all know of General Custer's last stand in 1876 when the Sioux Indians, under Chief Sitting Bull, massacred Custer and all his men. One of those Indians was Sitting Hawk, who later became Chief Sitting Hawk of all of the Sioux Indians. The tribe lived in the Badlands of Dakota. In 1902, near the Sioux Indian Reservation was Double B Ranch, owned by John W. Brooks. Brooks' 9-year-old son, Phil, became a great favorite of Chief Sitting Hawk, who often took him hunting.
Come, Bill. Sit down. Rest.
He's Sitting Hawk, I've got some cockleburr stuff to my pen.
Bill, Indian catch rabbits with cockleburrs.
Huh?
Indian pick many cockleburrs. Put burrs in tracks where rabbits come. Next morning, 10, 12 rabbits there. Rabbit no run fast. Burrs stick to rabbit feet. Indian have rabbit soup.
Can we do that, Sitting Hawk?
No. You, me, hunt big game.
Chief Sitting Hawk, why haven't Indians got railroads and watches and guns and suits like white people? Are you mad?
Great father, make white man to know way of machine. Make Indian know earth, sky, water. Cry of animals and song of birds to Indian, like words of own brother.
Yeah, I wish I knew all about birds.
Birds, very good, Bill. Good friends. You be like birds.
to Dakota came October, November, December, and with December a terrific blizzard. A middle-aged rancher and his wife sat in their ranch house. It was late in the evening.
Out. Must be 20 below zero, Mary.
By morning, the snow will be so deep we'll have to tunnel under it to get to the barn.
Listen, Mary. It's the church bell.
Oh, Tom, on a night like tonight.
Somebody's lost. I'll open the window. Perhaps I can hear something. It's the church bell, all right.
It's the worst storm in years, Tom.
And a neighbor lost.
Your rifle or your shotgun, Tom?
Rifle.
I'll make you some coffee and put you up some food.
Don't stop to cook anything. Just a hunk of meat and some bread. Come in. Come in, Brooks. Who's lost, Brooks?
My boy. Bill?
Yes.
Oh, I'm awful sorry, Mr. Brooks.
We'll find him, Brooks.
Even a man wouldn't have much chance out in that storm if he was hurt. Say nothing of a 9-year-old boy. He rode his pony out of the canyon this morning before the storm set in. And about an hour ago, the pony came back without...
Well, listen, Brooks, I'll go get the Indians.
We've already sent for them.
And Chief Sitting Hawk?
We can't get him. He's up on the reservation, sick with pneumonia. It's even a question of whether or not he'll live.
That's a shame. But we'll find that kid, Brooks. Come on.
We've got to find him. We've got to find him before the coyotes.
Wait a minute. I'm all in.
Wait a minute, men. We've got a rest. We can use a rest, Brooks.
Yeah. 2 nights and a day on snowshoes. Long time, Brooks. The men are exhausted.
We'll stick with them, Brooks. We've got to find that kid.
Brooks, if you could only get through to the reservation and just talk with Chief Sitting Hawk. He's a wizard.
Sitting Hawk's dying with pneumonia.
But just talk to him. He might have an idea.
Well, all right. You men camp here.
How far do you reckon it is, Brooks?
10 miles.
Think you can make it?
I've got to make it. Just God help me. You men get some sleep. As soon as I talk to Sitting Hawk, I'll be back.
So long.
Good luck, Brooks. Good luck. Chief.
It's me, Brooks.
What did you do?
Sitting Hawk. My boy is lost in the blizzard. He's been lost 3 days.
Lost?
Sitting Hawk. Bill rode his pony into the canyon 3 days ago. And then the storm broke. Bill's pony came back alone. We've all been searching for 3 days. The men are exhausted. What shall I do?
I go.
But you've got pneumonia.
Bill. Good boy.
After that storm out there, you couldn't last an hour.
I go look. Me old. Boy. Young.
I'll go with you.
No. Indian go alone. I go alone. I go.
Sitting home. Oh, I knew he would come. So dark.
I remember. I Make fire. You get warm.
I was scared, but I remember when an Indian's lost, he says, me no lost, me here. Keep me lost.
Why you get lost?
I saw a bird's nest up in a tree on the edge of the canyon. I climbed up and the limb broke. I fell clear down the side of the canyon. Couldn't get up, it was too steep. Then it started to snow.
Oh, you find cave.
You said birds fly east in a storm. Saw a crow flying, so I knew which way was east. I knew the cave was south. I walked south and I got here.
Very good. You make good Indian. We get warm. Then I carry you home. Good boy. You good man if you love birds. Birds save life.
Sky Blazers, this is Roscoe Turner again. Chief Sitting Hawk, although weak with pneumonia, carried Bill Brooks back to the ranch on his shoulder. And in spite of the exposure, both he and Bill recovered. Years passed. Bill grew up and moved to Lincoln, Nebraska. Then a barnstormer with a plane come to that section of the country. He left his plane unguarded on the field there each night after the show. One dark night, footsteps were heard approaching the plane. Pick him up or I'll shoot. Keep those hands up. Trying to steal the gas out of my plane, huh?
No, sir. I was just looking at it. I've been out here every night since the plane's been here.
Who asked you to?
Nobody. I just wanted to be near it.
Yeah?
I read everything I can about airplanes.
Oh, you do. Well, I'll call you bluff. I happen to own the plane. If you like planes so much, what are the rear flippers called?
Elevators, sir.
What do they do?
They control the up and down movement of the plane.
Yeah. What are those movable flaps at the ends of the wings?
The ailerons.
What controls the lift of a plane?
The joystick.
Not bad. What's the angle formed by the wings called?
The dihedral angle.
Not bad at all. What's your name, kid?
Bill Brooks, sir.
How old are you?
19.
Brooks, you do know something about planes. Maybe you were watching this crate.
Yes, sir, I was. You see, I've been wanting to fly ever since I used to watch the birds back on the Indian reservation.
What are you doing about learning?
I'm saving my money to take flying lessons. I've got a job in town that pays me $15 a week.
How much you saved?
$450.
Hmm. Brooks, know how much a new plane costs?
$3,000 or $4,000.
Brooks, I got a proposition. I'm going to buy a new plane. This one here is ready to fall apart. But with some wire and a little linen, it can be patched up. Listen, I'll sell you this plane and teach you to fly for $450.
I can buy it?
If you got the money.
It's a deal, mister. It's a deal. I'll get my money from the bank tomorrow. I want to fly. I want it more than anything else in the world.
Sky Blazers, the next morning, Bill Brooks received his first and only flying lesson. He repaired that plane and he flew that patched-up freight for the next few years and then joined the Gates Flying Circus as one of the original members. By 1923, Bill was known as one of the most capable stunt flyers in the country. One day he went up in that rickety plane with the trick wing walker, Tim Robin, to perform the hazardous stunt of flying upside down over a long distance. This is 2 miles we've been flying upside down. Going after a new record?
Not in this crate, Tim. I just want to get used to flying upside down.
Hey, Brooks, something's the matter. The oil tank just fell past me.
The oil tank's falling out?
Just went by my head. You've got to land.
Okay, keep your head.
There goes the engine, Bill. Stop flying upside down. She's coming apart.
She is apart.
You can't land it with the engine out, Bill.
I certainly can't keep up in the air without an engine.
How's the gasoline tank falling out?
Bill, we can't land upside down.
We got to. I can't turn right side up now.
We'll never make it.
There's a schoolyard down there. I'm going to head for it.
You can't get over the tree.
We got to make it.
How will you land?
Gonna set her down on the tail. Here we go.
Hold tight.
Bill. You all right?
Yeah. I seem to be in one piece.
Bill, you're a wizard. We didn't have a chance in a million.
Look who's coming over.
Must be the school teacher.
Hello there. Hope you don't mind dropping in.
Are you hurt? Did something happen to you?
No, ma'am. This was just a part of our reducing exercise.
Well, then, what do you mean by landing that plane here? It is an airplane, isn't it? You've upset the whole school. How dare you land it?
Oh, lady. Bill Brooks is the name. What's yours?
Please get that airplane right out of this schoolyard.
Want us to get a basket and carry it out, or get a string and fly it like a kite?
Pretty young to be a school mom, aren't you, Mrs.?
Miss Moxon.
Well, ain't that...
Isn't?
Yeah, that's right, isn't. You know, Miss Moxon, you're awful pretty.
Mr. Brooks, will you kindly fly that airplane out of here? The sooner you get it out, the better, and I don't want to see it when I come back.
Wow, isn't she a pip?
She's a good looker, Bill. Boy, did her eyes sparkle.
Tim? I have a hunch there's going to be another plane landing in this schoolyard tomorrow, and I'm going to be in it.
Skyblazers, Bill Brooks did land a plane in that schoolyard the following day, and the next day, and every day for 2 weeks. Finally, Naomi Moxon became so exasperated she tore right into Bill.
Bill Brooks, you've landed this plane so much in the schoolyard, I haven't got any more discipline over the children. They keep giggling and snickering and...
Well,
nothing. I'll lose my job. So please, please stay away. It's either my job or... I mean it.
What?
You.
Me? This is what I've been waiting for. Naomi, will you marry me?
Mm-hmm.
Will you dedicate your life to aviation?
Mm-hmm.
Will you marry me in my plane?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so?
And so Skyblazers Bill and Naomi were married in Bill's plane, and they dedicated their life to aviation. Very often they would fly up to the Indian reservation and visit Bill's old friend, Chief Sitting Hawk. And on one of these visits in October of 1930, a heavy wind and rainstorm swept the west. Bill tied his plane outside the little shack of the Indian chief, and he and Naomi planned to spend the night on a pile of Indian blankets over in the corner.
I'm sure glad we're in your cabin and out of that storm, Chief Sitting Hawk.
Bill, Naomi... Very, very welcome.
Oh, you Indians certainly know how to make a cabin cozy.
Great Father, speak. I put charm around neck.
No, Chief Sitting Hawk. That's thunder. Know what makes it? What's that Indian saying, Chief Sitting Hawk? Chief! Why has he got your grandson in his arms?
Rattle, snake bite. Teute.
Chango, TP.
Poison spread. Too late.
We've got to do something, Bill.
That boy's got to get to a white man's hospital, Chief.
Too late.
Quick, bundle the boy in blankets. I'm going to fly him to the hospital.
Bill, you can't. A storm, no lights, no landing field.
Hurry up, Chief. Get that boy ready.
Storm, too bad. You killed him.
Chief Sitting Hawk, 25 years ago, when you had pneumonia, you hunted from me 2 days in a blizzard. I was the same age your grandson is right there. Now I'm going to do the best I can to save his life. Chief, wrap him up in a blanket.
Chief Sitting Hawk, you bring your grandson. I'll help Bill.
Help me turn the plane around, Naomi.
Okay, Doc.
Push as hard as you can on this strut.
All right. Oh.
Dig your feet in the mud.
I can't see a thing.
That's enough. Throw the switch and pull the choke all the way down.
Okay.
Push the choke back and gas halfway down.
Right.
I put boy in airplane.
Put him in the front seat. Good work, Naomi. Get in now and hold the boy.
Here, put the boy in my lap, Chief
Sitting
Hawk. I go. No, you can't, Chief. The plane won't carry the load. Naomi and I are taking the boy alone. Squeeze over.
I go to sky.
You wait here. We'll do everything we can to save him. Hold on, Naomi. I can't see a thing ahead. We've just got to pray we don't hit anything taking off.
Ainula.
He's all right. In a week, he can walk again.
Oh, we're so happy, Chief Sitting Hawk.
Oh, Wajianka. Bill, I make you white chief, Sioux Indian. Take this. Put this on. Great honor.
I appreciate this, Chief Sitting Hawk. What kind of a vest is this?
My vest. 80 scalps.
80 scalps?
I wear at Custer's last fight.
Thank you, Chief Sitting Hawk. I accept it. Now I return it to you to keep for your grandson when he shall be big and lead your tribe.
I accept. Bill Brooks, you great birdman. To Sioux Indian, your name, Chief Flying Eagle.
Roscoe Turner back at flight headquarters. And so Bill Brooks was made chief of the Sioux tribe after he saved the life of Chief Sitting Hawk's grandson. Now, in just a minute, I want you to meet Bill Brooks, who's here at flight headquarters. But just a word about Wonder Bread. You know Sky Blazers. Ever since I was a kid in school, I don't think anything held any more interest for me than speed. Yes, those men who have the skill and stamina to break records and establish new highs in speed are still my heroes. But mind you, I'm not speaking only of flying. I mean speed in all branches of endeavor, engineering, athletics, and yes, even business. But now that I'm beginning to find out something about this business of baking bread, I've discovered speed is something to be avoided. Seems funny, doesn't it? Yet the reason Wonder Bread is the one best bread you can buy is because it's slow baked. Yes, Wonder Bread is baked 13% slower than many ordinary breads. And so it's not speed, but slowness. So slow baking is the reason Wonder Bread is honestly fresh and stays honestly fresh. Not for hours, but for days. And because freshness is so important, well, I guess that's about all we have to know about Wonder Bread, except this. Record breakers in any line of endeavor need fresh energy and muscle-building elements of good wheat, milk solids, to build strong bodies, stamina, and endurance. And believe me, Skyblazers, there's no better way to get fresh energy than to eat plenty of Wonder Bread three times a day. And now, Bill Brooks is right here at Skyblazers Flight Headquarters in New York. And I'd like to know if he's heard from Chief Sitting Hawk's grandson recently.
Why, yes, Colonel. I just received a Christmas card from him this year.
Well, that's great, Bill. What was one of the most unusual things which ever happened to you while you were flying?
Well, I was with the Gates Flying Circus. The publicity man thought of a very nice stunt to publicize the circus, but it backfired.
And what do you mean?
Well, we were down at New Orleans, Louisiana, when this publicity man got his brainstorm. He decided to have me take up a live alligator to draw the crowds to the exhibition field. He got this alligator. It was about 6 feet long, and he put it in my plane. Alligators are usually pretty sleepy things, so he just put him in without tying him in any way. This alligator was not the sleepy kind, though. As soon as I got in the air, it began to thresh about with his huge tail. I was afraid it would knock the plane apart. I tried going into a side slip to quiet him, but no use. I didn't know what to do. Finally, I decided the only thing to do was to get rid of the alligator. So I turned over and flew upside down. That alligator's tail just missed me a dozen times. For a while, I didn't know which was going to fall out, the alligator or me. Finally, it went past me, but I was right over New Orleans. I flew away as fast as I could, and I never told about that publicly until today. In fact, if anybody listening was in New Orleans about 15 years ago and an alligator dropped out of the sky and landed near them, I'd like to hear from them.
Oh, boy. Imagine being in their plane with an alligator. Say, Bill, I know that every Skyblazer listening appreciates you coming here to Flight Headquarters tonight and telling us these things. Skyblazers, you've gotten so well acquainted with Bill Brooks by proxy tonight, I know you'd like to know what he did after he saved the life of Chief Sitting Hawk's grandson. Well, he fought a whole army, almost single-handed. He saved the lives of a whole regiment. He battled with animals down in Central America. And the commander of an army tried to poison him. Bill's experiences in Central America are almost as thrilling and exciting as you've ever heard. So be sure and listen to Phillips H. Lord's dramatization of Skyblazers next week. Now, you know, the only way to find the good things in this life is to search for them. That's how I discovered that Wonder Bread is one of the one best bread. I'd like you and your family to discover it, too. So next time you buy bread, ask for Wonder Bread. Won't you? Remember, next week, Bill Brooks and Skyblazers.
Skyblazers highlights. The biggest mass flight of private planes ever to fly the Florida Straits is being carried out right now in the fourth annual Miami Air Cruise to Havana. More than 300 planes have entered. Long-haired Yakima Indians from the state of Washington have startled their white neighbors by using airplanes for rounding up wild horses in the remote corners of their mountain reservation.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.